It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. A group of migrants in New York City is undertaking a new challenge after fleeing their homelands. They're trying to break into New York's restaurant industry. And officials say the industry needs them as much as they need it. WNYC's Arun Venugopal has more.
There's a lot going on in this commercial kitchen in Sunset Park. Some frying, some whisking, and some chaos. This is a five-week cooking class run by the nonprofit group Hot Bread Kitchen, the kind of course that happens all the time in one of the world's culinary capitals. But the 16 students who are taking part in this class, called Culinary Career Pathways for New New Yorkers, are all Latin American migrants. They're equipped with work permits, and they're being groomed for jobs in the restaurant and hospitality industry. The students include Sandra Patricia, 47-year-old from Colombia, who obsessively watched MasterChef.
La cocina es mi pasión. Y yo ver esas personas ahí, yo quería vivir esa experiencia.
She says she saw the show and wanted to live that experience. Patricia once ran her own restaurant. She says she has a gift, and she wants to use it.
Y yo tengo un don que Dios me dio, que yo hago unas recetas mías.
She's motivated, which is what supporters of this initiative are counting on. Drive. The program is partly funded by the State Department of Labor, which says there are 40,000 jobs around the state that can be filled by migrants. Governor Kathy Hochul echoed that point at a press conference at Hot Bread Kitchen last fall. She said this wasn't just a matter of helping migrants, but helping businesses that can't find native workers to fill certain hospitality roles.
We have a two-for-one solution here. Now we have all these people who want to be here. I have all these jobs that are open. You marry the two together and you've solved the problems.
Okay, I will put the muffins and everybody has the scones, right? Yeah. Right? Yeah.
For this group, okay. The coursework involves learning how to make apple muffins, raisin scones, and other delicious things. But their bigger challenge is learning English fast, not just cooking terms like broil, poach, or sauté, but the kind of sophisticated back and forth that might come up in a job interview. Mario Aveni is the ESOL, or English for Speakers of Other Languages, instructor. He asked the class for answers to one potential interview question about what their shortcomings are. One student takes a stab.
I take a lot of responsibility.
I take on a lot of.
But I am learning to ask for more
support. Very good.
The program is bolstered by all the ties that Hot Bread Kitchen has to the private sector. Abe Monzon is Senior Director of Talent at Union Square Hospitality Group, whose 15 restaurants include Gramercy Tavern and Union Square Cafe. He says graduates of this program could land full-time jobs as prep cooks, earning $17 to $20 an hour.
And then eventually they can become a lead line cook and then become a sous chef, executive sous chef, chef de cuisine, and then eventually an executive chef.
Jesus Gonzalez is 33 and fled Venezuela several years ago in the midst of several personal tragedies. His mother was badly injured after she was kidnapped and then held for ransom. His father was arrested by military officers, then died of injuries during his detention. Jesus was homeless on the streets of Colombia when the owner of a pizzeria gave him a job. Pizza saved him and became his calling. He moved to New York last year and dreams of the day he'll have his own pizzeria.
Pizzas de chocolate, pizzas de frutas, una pizza hawaiana.
He'll make traditional pizzas, chocolate-based pizzas, fruit pizzas. Some of his ideas and ingredients are so novel, he can't share them yet. But eventually, he's certain it would be one of the 10 best pizza places in all of New York.
Pues mi motivo principal son mis hijos y sobre todo pues agradecerle a mi padre por los conocimientos y el tiempo y la dedicación que me dio.
He says any success that comes his way is thanks to his late father. Hot Bread Kitchen says it plans to run culinary career pathways for new New Yorkers three more times this year. And it encourages anyone who's interested to learn more at its website. Arun Venugopal, WNYC News.
I want those muffins on the front. Okay? We have to continue.
All last month, you'll recall, we had the honor of airing your poems on Morning Edition. It was truly a treat for all of us to get to sample your talent and the breadth of your work and your voices. Many people have reached out to us since and asked about a particular poem that you sent to us that they heard, and they want to be able to hear it again. And so we're happy to say we have now compiled all of those right online. You can visit wnyc.org/poetry to find a map of the region in keeping with the month's theme of local. Click on a borough or area to hear poems submitted from that locality. We really enjoyed getting to hear your poems right here on WNYC. We had an overwhelming response, and we're only able to play a fraction of your poems, many, many of them sent to us. But whether or not your poem aired, we sincerely thank you for taking part. Remember, wnyc.org/poetry to find a map of the poems and the ones that have been submitted to us.